Welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday morning, September 26, 2024, and we have a lineup of arts and entertainment headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. The Nevermore Haunt returns for a terrifying 2024 season. The Nevermore Haunt, Maryland's most terrifying haunted attraction, is back for the 2024 season with new haunting scenes, enhanced special effects, expertly trained actors, live sideshow entertainment, and food and drink options. This year's haunt promises to be more chilling, intense, and unforgettable than ever before. Prepare to be transported into a world of macabre visions and face your darkest fears as you navigate through meticulously crafted sets. Don't miss out on the most terrifying Halloween event in Maryland. Purchase your tickets now and get ready to be haunted at the Nevermore Haunt.
The subdued finale of House of the Dragon Season 2, a deliberate choice? The season finale of House of the Dragon Season 2, titled The Queen Who Ever Was, received mixed reviews, with ratings dropping to 50% on Rotten Tomatoes and 6.3 on IMDb. Behind-the-scenes challenges, including the removal of a crucial battle scene due to budget constraints, impacted the season's pacing and narrative. The WGA and SAG strikes further hindered the writers' ability to make necessary revisions. Despite these obstacles, showrunner Ryan Condal and writer-executive producer Sarah Hess remained committed to the established storytelling formula. While Season 2 may have ended on a subdued note, there is hope for a more explosive Season 3, with the promise of big battles and dramatic storytelling ahead.
Former USC student-athlete Elle Simpson launches Take No L's collection with Chic at USC Village. Former USC student-athlete Elle Simpson is launching his Take No L's streetwear collection at Chic in USC Village on September 26. The brand, inspired by Simpson's journey in sports, promotes a mindset of relentless determination. With prices ranging from $90 to $200, the collection includes hoodies, t-shirts, and hats. Join Simpson for the official launch event from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. PT, featuring special appearances and live entertainment. Take No L's has already gained significant attention on social media, setting a new standard in streetwear. Follow Simpson on Instagram at @lboogs and visit takenallsstore.com for more information. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.